If you have been out and about on the streets of Dunstable recently, and I mean Scotland, why wouldn't you have been? And you think you haven't seen any Nazis about? Well, it's probably down to the tireless efforts of retired policeman Alan Stoob. He is the hero of a new comic novel, much of which is set in the town, that could see Mr. Stoob becoming as famous as E. Victor Meldrew or Captain Mannering. His creator, Saul Wordsworth, joins me now to explain. Saul, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, Philip. Very well, thank you.
Oh, good, mate. Man, I am about halfway through this book. It is a page-turner of the highest order. I have been chuckling away at this piece. Has it been fun to write?
Enormous fun, I must say. So I moved it from Twitter over to book form. I thought I might struggle with a longer format, but I must say.
But tell us about his genesis. How did you? Because I always liked the prankish end of Twitter when people kind of invented. I like Mrs. Stephen Fry was always a great laugh. I mean, when I'm not on it anymore, but when I was, and sadly I left it before you'd started doing it.
Yeah,
I know I would have followed him. And how did you come up with him?
Well, it was a particularly wet Sunday afternoon in Norfolk, and I was sat around with a couple of my cousins, and we were just mucking around laughing about jobs that were kind of going out of style, and someone said Nazi hunter, and a light went on in my brain. I remember raising my finger and saying, watch this space. So that was really the genesis of it.
Yeah, and of course, when you described this, had we lost Wiesenthal? When did Simon Wiesenthal die?
I think he died in 2009.
Yeah, so obviously part of that light bulb moment for you was, and there's a vacancy.
I guess so. Although in the book, actually, Wiesenthal is the one who requests Alan to hunt Nazis at his behest across Bedfordshire and in particular Dunstable, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Why is Dunstable, I believe, as you describe it, the Paraguay of England in terms of its attraction to Nazis?
Well, I think the backstory in the book, which I fleshed out after the Twitter account, was that there is an underground passageway that leads from Bremen to Biggleswade.
Of course.
Think that's taught at A-level, though.
You know what? They tend to leave that out.
I think they do.
It's the when it was dug. All the backup questions, the building of this. Hey, could you let's, here are we banging on about this book, which I've already read. This is terrible radio, and I apologise to all those listening. But read us an extract from this book, because it's a toe-tap. Set the scene for us.
Sure, okay. January the 1st, wake with a mouth like Hitler's bunker. Adami and I drank an entire bottle of Sainsbury's Basics Port to usher in the new year. Not sure I like port. It was, after all, the Fuhrer's tipple of choice. While Adami sleeps it off, I give the study a clear-out. There are post-its everywhere, newspaper cuttings and endless printouts of Nazi sightings. I make two piles, one of possible leads and one for Monday's recycling. As I do, I come across my last ever letter from Simon Wiesenthal, congratulating me on ensnaring Boris Boot, the Pranic of Potsdam, back in 2005. You have undoubtedly blossomed into Britain's finest Nazi huntsman, it says. Until last year, I would have put Arthur Paub ahead of you, but since your audacious swoop on evil Boris Boot in Flitwick Town Hall, you are now firmly entrenched in the number one spot. Who could have known that Nazi hunting would so quickly establish itself as a career of choice for ex-policemen in the UK? How glad I am that you and Adami are back on track. It is vital you have stability in your personal life. This is, of course, true in any job, but in particular, the emotionally demanding role of Nazi hunter. You are a credit to the industry, Alan. Stay vigilant and stay in touch. Send me a letter, or even better, a fax. Have I ever told you how much I enjoy receiving faxes? They're incredible.
And this is another aspect of the book that I very much enjoy, is Simon Wiesenthal's love of fax machines, which was an unexpected facet of the man's life and something we never knew about.
It's a little known fact, but you're right. Yeah, he does seem to love him.
I suppose the kind of deciding to, in a way, sort of repurpose a character you've invented for this oddly precise world of Twitter, where you can get these ideas out. in these kind of 140 character bursts.
Yeah.
And then kind of extending it. For instance, the night of the there's a great sequence in there where Alan and his grandson go out on a Nazi hunt, which I'm not spoiling it, but it doesn't go as well as it possibly could.
Sure.
And that was what, and the way that you relate that is through the live tweeting of it. Now, did you actually live tweet this Nazi hunt?
I actually did. So early in the existence of Alan, I used to have a line in live Nazi hunting or live tweeting Nazi hunts. And actually, it was good fun to write. I just wrote it off the cuff. And when I looked at it afterwards, I storified it on Twitter, first of all, if you know what it is. Yeah. So I basically created a long line of tweets. And I thought, this isn't bad. I can slot it into a book if I write one.
All right. Yeah. I mean, and it was I can't imagine. Was it something that was always in mind to do it for a book? Or the initial motivation was just that it was just a laugh to have this kind of this online fake persona?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, to start with, the idea came to me and then I created a website purely for my own enjoyment.
Yeah.
And then I have tweeted in the past as myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I shout in an empty field and half a cow looks up. That's the kind of situation I was in. But I thought I'd start tweeting as Alan. And fairly quickly, I, you know, garnered a couple of thousand followers and a few celebrity types. Sadly, not yourself, Philip. You're no longer there.
I'm sad. Yeah, yeah. Although I think there are about four fake ones that I'm sure will approve of what you're doing.
So it wasn't intended for book form. It's just one has led naturally onto the other.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, we're going to carry on discussing Alan Stube, Nazi Hunter, the novelisation of this Twitter sensation created by Saul Wordsworth after some music. Saul Wordsworth, still with me, creator of Alan Stube, Bedfordshire's leading Nazi Hunter, and whose story is told in the novel Alan Stube, Nazi Hunter, which comes from our good friends at Coronet. What is the response like on Twitter to him? Because as we know, it's a rough old playground, is Twitter, depending on which side of it you are. Presumably, one has to disregard the "Oi, Saul, we know what you're doing" kind of people that aren't enjoying it. And
yeah, I mean, actually, my name has only been connected with Stube in the last few weeks.
Oh, right.
So it was anonymous, principally.
Superb. Yeah, yeah,
which was part of the fun.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose that's sort of how do you traffic them? How has Alan been trolled?
You know something? I'm surprised, and maybe my trolling is to come in the future. But I've been strangely troll free.
Wow!
A couple of people have said, well, that's not funny, is it? Which is, of course, their right to say.
Indeed, so.
And that, you know, there's obviously the subject matter is something that might be of offence to certain people, but I'm very careful to manage that in a particular way.
Yeah.
But otherwise, very few people criticise me. I mean, the only thing that's happened in the last few days is that lots of people have been shocked that I'm actually not 77 years old, short, fat, living in Dunstable, and I'm wondering if I should set up a helpline for those in distress.
Apropos of the Luton and Dunstable area,
yeah,
what does have you been contacted by anyone from the guild, from the town hall?
Is there a guild?
I'd imagine that there must be some sort of local townsmen's association. Yeah. There's always some sort of organisation, you know, and a Dunstable Delivers, something like that, they'd be called, you know. It's happening in Luton, something like that. There'd be some sort of organisation that looks after the well-being of the town and checks out that the brand is kept pure.
Well, I did, as a preemptive strike, I had lots of press in the recent Dunstable Gazette and the Luton News, to name two.
Beautifully played, Saul, if you don't mind me saying.
Thank you.
Nice job. Yeah.
I've got nothing against the area. The reason I chose it, I think, as much as anything else, is because I'm from just over the border in Hertfordshire.
Yeah.
So I knew the area beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. And I imagine, you know, that gives the people of Bedfordshire there, you know, if they are going to get crabby about it, they can say, typical Hertfordshire.
Yeah, probably.
Dig.
It's Man City and Man United.
It is one of, it really is that, you know, inter-county rivalries. It's just so tedious. And have Hollywood come knocking, dear boy?
They have. Yes, they have.
No! Get out of here, yes. Really?
Yep.
That is excellent news.
It's very exciting news. You know, it's an option on the novel, which may end up just being a good story to tell people, but it means I'm in with a chance.
Let's play Fantasy Stoob now. I'm going to write a name down here.
Yep.
All right? I'm going to write a name down here of who I think would make a really, really good Stoob. Okay. And then you write your name down. Okay. Have you written your... I've written mine down now. Okay. Have you written yours?
Yep.
What's your name?
Philip Jupitus.
Al Pacino. Oh. There's quite a difference in style there.
There is. I mean, I think Robert Mitchum would be ideal for the part, but...
You know what? With the beard now, I've got a bit... I can't lose the beard, though, and Alan strikes me as a clean-shaven man.
He is. He's upstanding.
Yeah.
And very clean, indeed.
Can't you go a little more James Robertson justice with him?
Maybe. Maybe.
You know, because think of me in the Doctor films. Sparrow! That kind of vibe. You know, very... No, he's too proper.
It's not up to me.
About Alan is he's frail. There's a frailty at the core of him that I love.
Oh, well, I'm glad you said that, because I tried to make him relatable. He's got human qualities.
That's it. If nothing, his bedroom problems are a constant worry to me these days, Saul. Hey, yeah. Mate, Alan Stoob, Nazi Hunter, published by Coronet, one of the imprints of Hodder and Stoughton, is out in hardback on October the 9th. You can follow Alan and his Nazi hunting activities at Nazi Hunter Alan, or visit NaziHunterAlan.com. Saul, thank you so much, man, and good luck with this.
Thank you very much indeed,
Top-notch stuff. Lovely, lovely, lovely.